Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 and 37. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so that these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again." If you are like me, there is a good chance that at some time in your life, you prayed for millions of dollars. Especially when I was a child, I had a long list of things that I would do with those $1 million. Of course, I would give some of it to church, but the main point of asking was to get something for myself. Maybe things change when you grow up a little. Perhaps you no longer say as many self-centered prayers. Yet, because we are sinful human beings, our prayers can still be tainted with improper motivation, selfishness, greed, and pride. When Elijah prayed, he prayed with a purpose that displayed godly motivation. When he confronted the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, he wasn't there to bring glory to himself. He didn't pray, "Lord, if this doesn't work, I'm really going to look stupid." Elijah had but one reason for asking God to consume the altar he had built with fire: so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. When we pray for ministries, job opportunities, and any blessing from God, we may be tempted to pray with all kinds of selfish motives. But remember that what matters in this world is not so much what we accomplish, but for whom we accomplish it. Like Elijah, we too can pray with this one purpose in mind, that people may know that the Lord is God. Then, however God chooses to answer our prayers, we will continue to be His witnesses to the ends of the earth. Heavenly Father, move my heart to utter prayers that are pleasing in your sight. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.